There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Allowed. Let's keep moving, keep talking, keep working at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here with Richie McFadden and me on the Good Day program. The clocks are going to be adjusted today, or somehow or other the atomic clock gets adjusted in this 24-hour period. I don't know why it was chosen that it would be today, but they're apparently... Because the story at DougSteffen.com explains it, and I believe everything that I read at DougSteffen.com, the Earth's rotation is slowing, which seems to be counterindicative of what we have been talking about and what research we've seen here collectively, whether it's we, us, them, they, the Earth's rotation is slowing down, but yet... Many, if not most of us, say it feels like our lives are going faster, time is going faster, mm-hmm. And I said that I saw something around Christmas last year, or at the turn of the equinox, when from fall to winter, when it just seemed like the days, and I feel it more and more all the time. I don't know whether Roberta, you do, Richie, you do, the things that we experience every day seem to just bam into last.
Well, you know why?
We had yesterday.
You know why?
Because we're so busy?
No, because why? When you're 2 years old, a year is half of your life. When
no.
You're four, yeah. Think about it. When you're 4 years old, a year is a quarter of your life.
Like I said, Doug, the closer you get to the finish line, the faster it seems to go.
When you're 100 years old, great. A year is 1/100th of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So things go by a lot faster.
Really, everybody? Listen to that professorial tone in her voice.
Philosophical?
Absolutely.
But think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you're 2 years old, a year is only half your life.
Yeah.
So they're going to add a leap second to today's...
Yes.
To a minute.
Right. An extra second is being added because the Earth's rotation, according to some scientists, is
slowing. So to you, Doug, it's 1/1,000th of a second of your life.
Thank you, Roberta. Doesn't that make me feel wonderful? Thanks very much. Nine past the hour.
You're welcome, boss.
So it's 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds on Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah.
They're going to add one second.
Pull the plug. Yeah, for a second. There it is. Isn't that? You won't miss it, folks. You won't.
But how do they do that, though? How do they?
Yeah, where does it? What really stops?
Well,
it's just an adustment in the technology. It's not
right,
an adjustment
right.
of
We're
the
just
Earth.
Adjusting your clock. No big
They're
deal.
Not stopping the Earth.
But how do they know? Oh,
that's
wait
another
a minute.
Better question. How
the
does
Earth it, yeah. is. We are 1 second off from the Earth. Where do they get that measurement from?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that exact second?
Where does time? Right. Exactly. Where did time begin? It's not. By the way, time is useless. Outside of the areas where there are people or things to be measured. There is no time on the sun. There's no time in the other galaxies. There's no time in the universe. Time is nonsense. There's no beginning of the day, end of the day. But yet we're taught our systems are built around what we grew up around to try to understand time. And the day of the week and the month of the year.
Right. We perceive time as linear.
We do. That's true.
Right.
But there are theories out there that say all time exists at the same time. We just happen to perceive it as linear.
Yeah, but your time that you experience is different than my time. But listen to this. The astronomer at the Naval Observatory says that the Earth's rotation has slowed an average of about 1.5 to 2 milliseconds per day per century, mostly due to tidal forces and the Earth-Moon system.
Makes sense.
Well, the moon is very influential on pretty much everything that goes on the planet with regard to our weights, so, measurements in general,
and
love life.
As the moon spins, right, as the moon spins and as the Earth spins, it changes. I mean, because, you know, the moon used to be a piece of the Earth. It broke off. So as we spin, the shape of
changes.
The moon and the Earth changes,
right.
Which makes it either more aerodynamic or less aerodynamic.
Slows down.
And changes the speed.
Right. And then there's the old adage, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
Yes, thank you. Here's amore, a great picture that's making the rounds. And I wish right now that we all could experience a love moment like Adam Blum did, taking advantage of he was out with his love-to-be, or his wife-to-be, had a 13-month-old baby, and the boy's mom, who is his fiance. They live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and people always, why do I know that name? That's where Limbaugh comes from, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Mm-hmm. They were doing a photo shoot, and he knew that the wife-to-be or the mother wouldn't suspect anything, so the little boy has a little T-shirt on, and the T-shirt reads, "Will you marry Daddy?" And it's just the cutest. If you haven't seen it, have you seen her?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's just adorable. The cutest. Oh, my God. What an adorable thing. It's just so much of this good stuff is around. Don't you love it when you can actually find it? I love to promote things like that. There's another thing that's cooking. The may or may not be good in your mind.
I wonder what the ex-husband is thinking as he's looking at this picture.
Yeah. I could have been there. Done that. There is a little seen or known or thought of suggestion that comes as a ramification to the legal theories that are coming from lawyers, legal theories from lawyers, I suppose that's an oxymoron, following the gay marriage ruling. I'm going to talk to Roberta Ritchie and you about that in a matter of moments. Right now, though, if you're one of the millions and millions and millions of people in our country who are suffering from hair loss, from thinning hair, please listen to me for the next 60 seconds. Will you do that? Promise, Roberta, you're going to listen to me for the next 60 seconds. Richie, promise you're going to listen to me for 60 seconds talk about Provia, which is the first natural hair thinning treatment. It came from the laboratories of Chamonix. This product has been around for like 3 or 4 years. It's proven to work on the main causes of hair thinning, and it works so quickly and wonderfully. You put this stuff on your scalp, you work it around, you can massage it with one of those massage things that goes, or you can use your hands, and it cleanses the pore, gets all the things that are plugging up your pores out of the way so the hair follicles can grow back in. You will love this product. You'll get your hair back or you get your money back, and it's not expensive to buy this product. It just, you know, you want to invest a couple of bucks in something you think is going to make you better, and you're disappointed if it doesn't. So that's why they have this absolute money-back guarantee. 800-525-8319. Call that number. Order this product now and say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Number again, 800-525-8319. Provia is safe for colored hair. Provia is safe for treated hair. Provia is safe for you and right for you. So call 800-525-8319. And when you order Provia, you'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate. So you pay for one product, get two, and watch how this thing works so quickly and so well. You'll begin to start feeling the fuzz very quickly and love the way you look. There's also in the product itself, designed into it, is a volumizer. So what hair you have is going to look thicker and richer even before the other stuff starts to grow through because of the properties of this product. 800-525-8319. You're asking for Provia. It's get your hair back time or get your money back. Provia at 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting notice happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 720/15 excludes daily deals.
self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely get some of the beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli. You can't tell... I am so pleased to be able to say that again. When I put Rich McFadden to be Roberta, fascinating. Just nice to be able to say that again. Okay, you're going to love this, Roberta.
Okay.
The results of the gay marriage ruling, according to certain law professors, not what one would have suspected or expected. Some of these people who have read between the lines or read what the dissenting opinions are from Justice Roberts, among others, Justice Scalia, say that in the verbiage that allows gay marriage are the roots of legalizing polygamy.
What?
So that, yes, if there is no difference, according to the verbiage in the ruling, there is no difference in a couple, whether they are same-sex couple, or whether they are incestuous couples, whether they are people, your father wants to marry four women, four men. This ruling, according to two of the members of the Supreme Court, allows you to marry as many times as you want and whomever you want. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. This is the same justification that supports many other laws regulating sexual behavior that makes a distinction based on the identity of the partner. For example, laws against adultery, fornication, adult incest, laws refusing to recognize homosexual marriage, all out as a result of this ruling. What do you think is going to... There's an interesting thing, Richie. If you go to Politico.com, they have gone even further
the
with the
right now.
Analysis. It's time to legalize polygamy.
If you search it, there are all kinds of stories that pop up about it.
Right.
So people are definitely talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, but think about this. I mean, if let's say if three people want to marry each other.
Yeah.
Why should I care?
I don't care. I'm not saying care. I'm just thinking about all the people that are nutcakes about, you know, the gay marriage thing. They didn't even give them any thought to the other ramifications of it. And now it's in the public specter, if you will. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Top five songs from this week in 1999 here on Good Day, starting with 98 Degrees. Too bad Jen's not here for this one. The Hardest Thing is what we've got here. Rich, you want to crank this up? I don't remember this song too well. I remember sort of this song, but I don't remember it well. You remember it well?
I remember.
Not at all.
We had these guys on.
We did.
When they were just kind of like getting famous.
Oh.
And we were like this whole boy band thing. We're like, hey, really? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah. Good for them. All right, so that's number five. They sounded like the boys' bands all pretty much sounded alike, it seemed to me, from what I remember.
Yeah, I mean, great harmonies and, yeah, you know, nice, snappy words.
Yeah,
you know,
make a good pop sound.
Sure, great.
Yeah. All right, that's number five. Number four belonged to Whitney Houston this week, 1999. It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Whitney Houston, number four. Don't remember this song at all. This was one of her last bona fide hits, wasn't it? She didn't have too many last 10 years of her life, did she?
I don't remember.
I don't remember things.
Yeah.
All right, so there's nothing much there.
Doug, you're going to like this next song, I predict.
Pearl Jam, number three this week, 1999. Remake of the J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers' Last Kiss.
Great song.
It is. Crank it up, Richie. You should get the original version of this and play it next to this.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm not going to ruin this masterpiece.
Actually, I was listening to the 60s on 6 yesterday, my car that I had, one of those new Chrysler 200s. Man, those are good cars. I rented that when I was in L.A., and I had Sirius on. And apparently, Charlie Tuna is now on 60s at 6 on Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great jocks in America.
Yeah, they got all those old great jocks on Sirius.
Yeah. So anyway, he was introducing J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. And I was just thinking about how many times he must have played that song in his career. 73 years old.
The guy that got me into the business, I, you know, Supertramp. He said, if I have to play Supertramp one more time,
I'm going to jump out the window.
Jump out the window.
Right.
But that's,
all right.
That's the gig.
This is a good song, Pearl Jam and Last Kiss. Okay, better during This Week in 1999 by 1 point, because at number two, Ricky Martin appears.
Ow.
That's a good song, too. Living La Vida Loca. Is it this long ago? You and I were together
wow.
in 1999. I remember
yep.
that we paid attention to this.
Yep, it was a big song.
15, was it? 16 years ago. Ooh.
Ah, wow.
Yes. Big, big pop song. Crank it up, Richie. Living the life. What does it mean? Living
the crazy life.
Crazy life. Yeah. La Vida Loca.
Yeah, that's you, Roberta. Roberta lives La Vida Loca. Number
Vida
one
Loca.
This week in 1999, Jennifer Lopez. This is a song she was very well known. I think this song, this didn't get her started in the pop music world. Did she have a song before this in the tree?
No.
Or is this it?
I don't remember what her first song. She got started as a fly girl on, the Fox comedy show. And then she started dancing and then came out as an artist
fly
herself.
Fly girl? What does that mean?
Shoot, let me look it up. What's the Wayans Brothers show?
Oh. Yeah, it was silly.
It was definitely silly.
Right, yeah. All right. Anyway, so there they are, the top five songs. This week, 98 Degrees, Whitney Houston, Pearl Jam, Ricky Martin, and Jennifer Lopez. Okay, at DougStephan.com today, we have the story of a muralist, internationally known muralist, claiming Starbucks knocked off her art in promoting the mini Frappuccinos. You drink those, Roberta? You go to Starbucks?
No. Oh, yeah, I go to Big Bucks for coffee once in a while.
Big Bucks.
Big Bucks.
That's like whole paycheck.
Right, exactly.
Right, same sort of thing. So that story is, she's suing her for $750,000. That's pretty interesting. 28 after on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you love to drive? If the answer is yes, then you want to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest profile race drivers, Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here looking at this cake. Walmart. Again, sort of sticking their foot in it.
This story is so funny.
Wow.
It's
Roberta, tell us the story, Roberta.
Well, this dude went to Walmart in Louisiana, and he wanted them to make him...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How come there's so much news out of Louisiana since you moved there?
Because I am, yes.
You went there.
Right. Stirring the pot down there.
Yeah, right.
So he went to this Walmart in Slidell, Louisiana, which is actually kind of like a suburb of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's about 20 minutes, a half hour outside of New Orleans. And he wanted them to make him a Confederate flag cake. So Walmart said, well, no, we're not having anything to do with the Confederate flag anymore. So he said, well, can you make me an ISIS flag cake? And apparently he gave them a picture, and the person there made a cake with the ISIS flag on it.
He didn't tell them it was the ISIS flag cake.
Yeah, he didn't
make me this cake.
And gave him an ISIS flag.
Not knowing it was the ISIS battle flag.
Well, the people there didn't know it, but this guy knew it.
But the people there, I mean, but how they didn't know it, I don't know, but I know there are some incredibly, I would just say, non-enlightened people in Louisiana.
Nice. And, working at the cake stand at the Walmart.
At the Walmart in Slidell. And so they made the ISIS cakes, and now he's posting it all over the internet to make a point. Well, they won't make a Confederate flag, but they make the ISIS flag.
I'm sure there isn't going to be any more ISIS fried cakes made at Walmart. You can pretty much be sure of that.
The beauty of it, though, is that every Walmart employee will know what an ISIS battle flag looks like.
Is right. Well, that's what Walmart is saying, is that the kid who made it didn't know, you know, what it was. It was just copying the picture.
And you'll give him a pass on that. I mean, Roberta knows what the ISIS battle flag looks like, but everybody else doesn't.
No, right.
I know it's a black flag with some white writing on it. That's all I know.
Exactly.
That's
it.
Right.
Exactly.
Very good, Richie. Richie's got it down. He knows.
Yep.
He's got a handful of him for a sale. Very enlightened.
Maybe I can work at Walmart.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. There, as usual, there are hundreds of things going on, and we pick and choose items that we think will intrigue you. One of the things I find interesting when you nose around and see what's going on is what people react to. Like the Facebook quotes that we have a lot of people who have made mention of either the business of the guys escaping and what that was all about. The business of the Supreme Court ruling. And there's one story about Phil Mickelson, the golfer. It's Mickelson, right? It's not
Mickelson.
It's Mickelson. So what do you make of this, Richie? Roberta, you don't play golf. Richie's played a little
golf. Actually, I do. I play a little golf.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I play personal best ball. I tee off three balls and I pick the one I like.
Me too.
That doesn't surprise me. All right. So anyway, Phil Mickelson, according to the story we have at DougStephan.com, was moving money around, apparently, wiring millions of dollars to middlemen who laundered the money as part of a gambling operation which accepted and placed bets on sports events. Now, has this put him in the same league as Pete Rose, one would wonder? I'm looking at the report. Mickelson transferred the money to 56-year-old Greg Silvera of La Quinta, California, who is now pleading guilty to three federal counts of money laundering. And as part of the plea deal, he said he's ratting out everybody who came to him to launder money, and Mickelson brought him almost $3 million to launder. So this isn't going to look good for him. There are wire transfers that he talks about going back to March of 2010. He's got, let's see, it says on his record that he wire transferred into a Wells Fargo account money from a gambling client. Why would you put that in your slips or on your books? What are you out of your, unless you're trying to hang the guy up? Mickelson's the highest paid player in golf, $51 million last year. He's got a lot of deals. Now, this is, I'm wondering what they're going to do with these endorsement deals for Rolex and ExxonMobil and Barclays Bank. What do you think is going to happen to that?
I think right now Mickelson's very, very, very popular.
Yeah.
And I don't think this will affect him now.
Really?
We'll see how far it goes and if it starts to pick up. But yeah, I mean, they apparently you can send a money transfer and not get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But when you send over three, then they consider it money laundering.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
Over three?
Yeah. Hmm. Then they consider it like, okay, you're really trying to hide money and move money around.
Hmm. All right. Hey,
so I guess if you want to hide money, then don't.
One thing I know for sure, if I'm Phil Mickelson, one of the best golfers in the world, I don't want to raise any red flags and have the IRS looking into my finances.
Really?
And he's always been known to be a big gambler.
Has he?
And have gambling issues,
I didn't know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a story. This story of a man who's a gambler, but not of the same ilk. A man in southwestern Connecticut last week mistakenly bought the wrong lottery ticket, but because of it, he's $30,000 to the plus. Bob Sabo says he didn't want to wait in line to buy a lottery ticket at the Stop and Shop in Fairfield, so he decided to buy a ticket from a lottery vending machine, something he had never done before. He meant to buy two $20 tickets, but says he didn't have his glasses and instead bought a $30 ticket. When he got home, he discovered the ticket was worth $30,000.
So you got like a quick pick. Is that what he did?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I didn't realize you get the kind of money out of a quick pick.
Yes.
You know, millions of dollars from a quick pick.
Yep. So how does it work versus buying just the regular Powerball?
You pick your numbers or you have the computer pick your
makes
numbers.
No difference.
Makes no difference. The prize is the same.
Yep.
Really? Whatever game you're playing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, so here's the question that we have in the poll at DougSteffen.com today. How often do you buy scratch lottery tickets? A, almost every day. B, couple times a week. C, couple times a month. D, just once in a while. E, I never buy scratch tickets. F, I don't know what a scratcher ticket is. So, last week on the air, Roberta, you weren't here, I had, in the mail, gotten a prize.
Oh.
I opened it up and I have automatically, instantly won one of four prizes. A new car was one of them. A cruise was another one. I don't even remember what the others were. But I had to call this number in 24 hours, and if I didn't, I would lose whatever I was going to get.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah,
I called the number. I called the number, and the lady said, okay, it's great, Mr. Steffen. They got the numbers. I gave her the numbers. She says, oh, yeah, you're Mr. Steffen. I didn't like that right off. And she said, are you married? And I said, no. And then the pitch of her voice dropped. So I thought, oh, wait a minute, what do I have to say? Oh, but I'm in a relationship. Oh, okay. And so what they want is to get two people to go to some one-hour indoctrination sales pitch
right.
for whatever they're selling. And when you walk out of the door, you have something. And that's all they're trying to do. It's kind of a scammy thing. But the reason I bring it up is because there was a scratch portion to it. You're given a number on the top of the page, and if the number on the bottom that you scratch matches, then you win. And so I guess I sort of won. But I get confused. When I go into these places that sell all of these lottery things, there's so many different choices. People who do well in it or who understand it have to spend a whole heck of a lot of time going through the tickets. A lot of, I guess, the retired people, they grab the tickets. Although I've noticed in a lot of places where truck drivers go, they sell a lot of these things as well. And you scratch the number from this to that, I guess, and if they match, then woohoo, you're a winner.
Just another way the government gets a tax on the poor.
Yep, more money from people who can't afford it.
Yep.
That's really what it is. How many people buy lottery tickets every day or every week? Roberta, you buy them? How often do you buy them?
Not really. Only when it reaches like about $500 million.
Yeah, but your chances of winning
is
what
I do.
Say, yeah?
Right. Here's what I do.
They're cheap.
When it reaches $500 million, Roberta, say it's the, what are the two different ones? Whatever the big one is.
Powerball is one
million,
of them, yeah.
And the Mega Millions.
Mega
okay.
Millions.
Yeah.
If Powerball is at $500 million and Mega Millions is at $22, I buy the Mega Millions.
Yeah. You get better chance.
Everybody will be buying.
Everybody's
at $500
on that one.
Yep. Our poll yesterday.
Now I ruined it because now everybody's going to do the same thing.
Nice going, Richie. Apple phones went on sale 8 years ago. We asked, did you get one? And let's see how people responded to this. 26% said, no, I have an Android or other smartphone. 25% said, I didn't get one of the first ones, but I finally did get one. 21% of you said, I don't have a smartphone. That's pretty refreshing to know that I'm not in that smaller group. 17% said, yes, and I still love my iPhone. 12% said, yep, eventually I switched to another kind of phone. So people aware of the ramifications and the impact and the import of doing business with Apple. 17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, let's make it to 13 before the hour, 47 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. There were 5 predominantly black churches burned to the ground last week. 3 of the 5 were arsons, at least, and they're still investigating the other 2. The burnings in Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. South Carolina, Ohio, another one or two of these. Unclear at this point in time, other than arson, what are you doing? What's the purpose? Listen to Roberta's cat. Will you please?
We have to tell this story.
Roberta
has a cat that is deaf.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So when it meows really loudly.
Because she doesn't, she can't hear herself, so she has no idea, right, baby? Yeah.
Oh.
A little black cat. She only weighs about 5 pounds. Yeah. She has gold eyes, and she's about 15 years old.
So anyway, Doug, churches.
Well, anyway, so these churches are all burned, and they call it a hate crime. It's a stupid crime. People who pull this stuff off or who are so angry, I just don't...
A lot of angry people out there.
Oh, my God, aren't there, though, huh?
A lot of angry people.
What are you angry about? What are you so mad about?
They're just angry at stuff that happened in their past. They don't even know what they're angry about. I don't even think they realize they're angry.
I think you may be right about that. I think people do not realize how much anger there is in the world and what it is that causes it. I think you got to get to the root cause of
it. Yeah, it's internal anger, but what they're looking for is they're looking for things to express it outwardly, even if they don't know what it is internally that's causing that anger. So they start doing things like burning churches or, you know, hating groups of people. It's just a way to let that anger out. It's a very deep psychological circle
you're
going into.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's right about that, though, I think. There's just so much of this stuff. All right. The president today wants to, he's going to make it official this week. He wants to put 5 million more American workers in the line of those who get overtime. So I think the number is 23.6.
Right now the ruling is that you have to get time and a half if you make less than $23,600.
Why is that a criteria? Why? What did it make? How much you
earn? So what he wants the Department of Labor to do is propose raising that number to $50,440 a year and then make it a requirement that if you work over 40 hours, you get time and a half. So this is nothing more than an extension of the minimum wage hike.
Businesses could just tell their employees not to work overtime. The limit was last raised in 1975.
And think about this. $23,000 in 1975 was a heck of a lot of money. $50,000 now is probably worth less than $23,175.
This is an equivalency.
Yeah.
Sort of an equivalency. But think about it the other way. As these people continue, and you have a right to do it, it's, listen, help yourself if you want to try to do this, but the more agitation there is like this, the fast food people are going to put all robots in.
Right.
You want
so
15
you used
bucks
to get
an hour?
An extra 10 hours of pay before, that's going to be cut out.
Right. You won't get overtime at all. And they'll hire.
Or if you used to get five at 39 and a half hours, you're cut off.
Yeah, right. So it's just these sorts of things just don't work.
Well done.
Yeah, nice job, guys. All right, Roberta, Richie, Doug, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tech Talk Time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We are focused on Google, not necessarily all things Google, but certainly some things Google, along with some things Netflixy. Netflixy, I kind of like that. Let's flex our Netflixies. We'll do that in a moment here on Good Day.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty Card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
Yeah!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
Rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tech Time on Good Day. Greg Stammen joining me. I'm Doug Steffen with the study that suggests Google is a cheating, crooked, no good, son of a gun, bunch of...
Can I just go on record, Doug, as saying that I didn't say that?
No.
New York lawyer Times basically is not as good as your lawyer.
No, but the New York Times basically is saying that in their overview, as well as the Wall Street Journal. They seem to be harming us as consumers or users of their product. What are they doing?
Well, so the headlines all use the word suggest or offer new evidence, by the way. So don't take this to the bank like someone's proven something. But the study suggests, and by the way, the study was paid for by Yelp, which is an arch enemy of Google. So take that into consideration.
Perfect.
Well.
That's what we love. You know, objectivity. That'd be like Fox News doing a study of MSNBC and finding that they were better than MSNBC.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean that what they found is not true, and I think they did a good job of finding impartial researchers to do the research. But what they're suggesting is that when you do a Google search, the result, and we're talking about often searching for local businesses and services, Google is not giving you the best search results. They're giving you search results that favor content created by Google. That's what the study suggests.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this by actually doing what's called A/B testing. Running two parallel tests. One offered consumers or searchers the Google content, the other did not. And the people who did not have the Google content behaved very differently than the people who got the Google content, and they tended to favor other content other than what Google was favoring. So the next question is this Google's right to do this, or is this somehow illegal? Are we legally entitled to the best search results, or what Google considers to be the best search results favoring stuff that they've made? And they'll say, well, the reason we made that content was to serve you better, so we are giving you the best stuff. It's a very tricky thing to prove, and then you need a room or a building full of lawyers to prove what's legal and what's not.
So is anybody being harmed? In a sense, Google's getting the best of, but there are other businesses that could cry foul.
Yes,
I suppose.
Yeah, and the word harmed is a tricky legal word too. I mean,
right.
If you do a search for the closest pizza restaurant, and Google gives you their results, which technically Yelp's results might be better, were you really harmed? Well, it took you a little more time to find what you wanted, maybe. Maybe you favored one business over another. So I'm sure you could make an argument that you're harmed, and I'm sure there's a bunch of lawyers that will.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real group here that may cry foul are businesses that are advertising on Google say, we're spending X dollars and we're not really getting what we're paying for.
Yeah,
so it's a really interesting issue.
Yeah. Netflix projects 28% increase in subscribers this year. Is there anything that's going to stop them? Wow. That's a headline, not necessarily a question. 59 past the hour. Greg Stebbin with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.